Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We are back with more Eroge. Let's get started. A week had passed since then. In that time, I continued my work to create our website, and had mostly finished creating an introduction page for our last title. I had mixed feelings about creating a site for something I didn't think was good, but I'd like to think I still did a good job of putting its better points forward. In other words, to be frank, I felt like a con artist, but that sense of anticipation I felt during the opening was genuine. I hope those who see this page understand that. Once I finished checking that none of the links were broken, I only needed to upload it. And now that I'm done, it's time to report to the president. And so... Oh! Who is it this late at night? Since I was new, it was my job to handle any visitors, so I opened the door. Good evening, anyone here? A lively voice burst into the room as soon as I opened the door. Before me stood a gorgeous, sexy woman who had no place being here. Ah, but so far, she's my favorite. You only say that because she's an older woman, Grim. Huh? Might I ask who you are? Oh, you're the new guy. She brought her face within centimeters of mine and peered at me. Wah! She smelled sweet and my heart pounded. I'll bet it did. You've got a nice body. Her eyes went down then slowly up, licking my body with her gaze. Ugh, at this rate, my nervousness is going to turn into excitement. Oops. Gotta be careful, this thing is different than other VN. Are you here to see the president, boss? You have a visitor. Yeah, like, you can move this text box all to the moon. That's literally how it's made. I've never seen a VN like this before, so you have to be real careful with it. It's an antique! Huh? Who is it this late? What? Good evening. I came. You came? What for? Did you come to crush our company? Oh, no. You told me a while ago that you had a new worker, remember? So I figured you guys hadn't been able to throw him a proper welcome party yet, and here. She took one step to the side and revealed several men standing behind her. Each one carried a paper or plastic bag, and I could see food and drinks peeking out of them. I brought this for you. Wow, there's so much. No way, thank you, Reina-chan. Everyone, that's enough work for today. Please move into the meeting room. And so, the sexy woman and the men behind her surged into the meeting room and we followed behind them. I thought we wouldn't be able to fit in the room with all those guys, but apparently they were just carrying the stuff in. Once they placed the food and drinks on the table, they all left with a kiss from the woman blown in thanks. Now sit, here. The woman placed drinks in front of everyone as we sat down. I'll do it. No, today's your welcome party, so you can just sit down. Oh, and what's your name? Tomiya. Mochizuki Tomiya. Nene-san は結構の前から付き合いがあるから、よろしくね。 Tomiya-kun, huh? I'm Otori Reina. I've known Nene for a good while now. Nice to meet you. Yes, it's a pleasure meeting you. Then everyone has a drink in front of them? Now, in celebration of Tomiya-kun's employment, cheers! We all raised our glasses up and drank the first cup straight down. I assume, despite the way the characters may look, considering the kind of games they make, they're all adults and able to drink. So that is alcohol. I mean, considering the kinds of games they make, that's alcohol and they're adults. Like, I don't think we need to have this discussion. The glass after work is special, isn't it? Come, there's plenty to go around, so don't hold back. Perhaps because they lacked for things like this in their daily lives, everyone was quick to go for more. Kisara-san and Reina pour another cup as soon as she finished the first one. Lord, they're gonna get tipsy. Yora-san continued quickly drinking away, pouring several cups for herself. Our president was guzzling it down like the rest, but I had to wonder if it was legal for her to drink. Later, I'd find out that she was 32. I'll be. Can't go by height. Only Momoka-chan was drinking juice. Okay, so one was drinking juice. That's fine. And she remained unchanged while the other four steadily grew red in the face. Let's see how drunk we can get, folks. Boy, those were the days. When we were young, that was literally a thing. We'd sit around, a bunch of people. Alright, let's see how drunk we can get. No more, though. Woo, Lord, those days are over. Come, Tomiya-kun. You're the guest of honor, so say something to break the ice with everyone else. If all goes well, you might even snag one of the girls here, you know? Right, girls? Quit joking. At the very least, that's not happening to me. You'll never see me with that guy. And she's drunk, so that's the truth. Ow! Hey, Himero-san! What? You're the new guy, so don't talk back. This is part of your job, too. Whoops. I guess the liquor had gotten to her. Kisara-san was pulling on my clothes and hair as she spoke. I guess she's the type that gets aggressive when drunk. After all, we have the right to choose for ourselves. Momoka-chan wasn't under the influence of any alcohol, but she was just as cold. You're being harsh, Momoka-chan. Here, I brought your favorite peach latte, too. Ah, thank you very much. Even though she was always cold to me, she had a gentle smile for everyone else. Just how badly does Momoka-chan hate me? Gulp. Gulp. Phew! Yori-san continued quietly drinking away at her own pace. It didn't seem like she drank all that much at a time, but she didn't seem to be pausing either. You say some funny things, Reina-chan. Your irony's great. Apparently our president is a laughing drunk. Nene-chan always gets like this when she starts drinking. Hit, sheesh. She should learn to hold her liquor like me, you know? Hey, are you listening? Sora-san must have gotten tired of pulling on my clothes and hair and began pinching my skin. Ow, 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 that hurts! Who here can hold their liquor? Oh, here we go. Ah, jeez. Drinking sure makes me hot. Come, everyone, eyes on me. I'm stripping. Rena-san suddenly started stripping off her clothes. But I'll be. Whoa, hey. I quickly averted my eyes. I really wanted to look and fully appreciate it, but I didn't have the courage to do so in this situation. Oh, you can't, Rena-san. You can't get naked today. Why not? No, I'm kidding. You're naked? Wow, well, there she is. I reflexively looked at Rena-san and saw she was already down to just her panties. But, boobs! I'm not proud of it, but the only real female boobs I'd seen in the flesh were my mother's, and I don't remember those. Who'd have thought I'd seen a woman like Reina's bare boobs? Yeah, why not? What's wrong? We're all women here. She seems to have forgotten this is my welcome party. It's fine for a welcome party, isn't it? Or it ain't a welcome unless a woman gets naked. No, Today we're not all women. There is a wild beast lurking among us, so you mustn't. Wild beast? Me? Momoka-chan smiled at me in answer to my question. Yeah, it's me. Yep. Fine. Just my boobs then, okay? I already took it off, so it's okay, right? But the more I looked at those boobs, the more I thought I might generally turn into a wild beast. Not beat. I'll try not to look at them much. Oh, how sexy! Ah-ha-ha! Oh, here we go. She said that she was... I'm singing. Nene, join in. And Nene says, yep, here goes. You have but only to ask. The two of them both started singing completely different songs at the same time, and Kasara-san began keeping time by beating my back. Half of the six here were drunk, and one just continued to drink, and the sober one was cold towards me. Trying to keep my wits about me seems wrong. I decided I'd be better off drunk and started downing the liquor. Well, there you go, sir. Just drink. Huh? What? Don't just drink by yourself, it's the new guy's job to sell himself, you know? Once she finished singing, Reina locked on to me. I turned my eyes slightly away from Reina-san, or more precisely, her boobs, and thought. But what should I say? I didn't think I had much of anything to talk about with all these women. Of course you do! There's always things to talk about with women. If you can't find anything to talk about with women, then you don't have an interesting enough life to talk about with women, and you need to do some interesting things or some neat things that women would actually be interested in. The only thing that linked me together with everyone here was Eroge. I mean, that can't be your life, though. Oh, that's right! There's Eroge! I have Eroge, don't I? What? Don't shout so suddenly. Kasara-san started at my shout and pulled on my clothes again. I downed a glass of liquor in front of me and stood up from my seat. I love Eroge more than anything else. The number of Eroge I've played up to now is probably over 1,000. Wow, I haven't even played that many, guys. No, seriously, I don't think I have. A couple of hundred, but I don't think 1,000. Of all the ones I've played, there were sexy games, interesting games, and masterpieces of all kinds. And then I realized that I wanted to create Eroge too. The more great games I played, the stronger the desire grew. So I want to create an Arrowgate that I can truly present to others with confidence. I loudly proclaimed. How's that? This is me. This is me, the man who loves his Arrowgate. The room is small, so we can hear you without shouting. Could you please speak a little more quietly? Momoka-chan was the first one out of everyone here to give me a look of astonishment. At this rate, I'll just be an Arrowgate-loving numbskull to them. I had to do something to get everyone else talking about Arrowgate too. Have you all played any Arrowgate before? I'd love to know what kind of games you played for ideas in making flowers. I don't need to play Arrowgate to understand them well enough. Those things are all basically the same, right? No, of course not. Kisara-san said, grinding her foot into mine. Ow, that hurts! It's your fault for asking such a thing. And you, Fujiwara-san. I looked at Momoka-chan, and though she glanced at me for a second, she soon spurned her cheek. She probably hasn't played any either. It's the kind of reaction you get for I'm embarrassed about playing so many. That's a look of Arrowgate are too vulgar. Kosaka-san? Maybe I've never played one in the real sense of the word. Oh, but I often look at them in magazines and at various CG. I try to at least keep tabs and check on what kind of coloring that other companies are doing, you know? Just, I never proactively gathered knowledge, I guess. I've played them, but I can't spend a lot of money on them, so it's all been demo versions and samples I received. In other words, our president was the only one who played any. Renesan just kept grinning at me, and I didn't think I'd get a useful answer out of her. The other day, I tried playing this company's first title. From that, I felt that everyone here didn't know much about Arrowgate, or rather that you all lack passion towards porn. Arrowgate should be more, you know, they have to be sexy. You have to face the sex. What? But that's not all there is to an H game, right? Of course not. Right, someone who's never made one shouldn't be talking like he knows everything. It's true that I have no experience creating a game, but I'm well experienced in sex. That's not something to brag about. So naturally you have a girlfriend, right? No, not right now. My heart belongs to Arrowgate. Huh? Then how are you well experienced? I'm well experienced in Arrowgate sex. Good grief, I can't talk about this. Then the two of you who've already produced Arrowgate, surely you've had actual experience, right? Of course I haven't, but I'm busy with work right now, so I haven't the time. Yes, that's right. Yes, it is. We're busy. Though we could find as many men as we wanted. They both glared at me and took a step back. So it looks like neither of them have had real experience. You can still pursue pleasure by yourself through fapping. You two have schlicked before, right? Is that what we're calling it? Hey, Hey, why are you shouting? Besides, why do we have to tell you that anyway? Before you ask the woman such an embarrassing question, before you ask the woman such embarrassing questions, why don't you talk about yourself? She's right. What about you? I'm a guy, so of course I'm fat. Though they might run away if I confess to jacking off several times a day to Aerogay. Yeah, that might be a problem. That's not what we're talking about. If you think you can talk that big to us, then you've had sex outside of a game before, right? Well, no, I'm a virgin. Aha, there's his true colors. In the end, you only know about it from games, don't you? But I fed to Aerogay, and I understand male pleasure very well. The one we're making right now is a rape game, right? So it's going to be a nuke-a-gay, right? A nuke-a-gay is all about how well you can excite a man. It's a game to make men come several times over. That is the traditional idea behind nuke-a-gay games. They're literally just porn is the plot, sex is the plot. There's nothing else to do but just fat. That's literally it. If you're going to make that, then you're going to have to face pleasure and excitement, you know? Can a person who won't face sex make someone else excited? If you can't get yourself excited, you can't do that, can you? Because of the liquor, I kept on going. Kisara-san muttered something in complaint to me, but... She muttered something in complaint to me, but she retreated. Momoka-chan similarly glared at me, yet her eyes started roaming. I've won! Aha! You're amazing, Tomoya-kun! You're serious about Aerogay, aren't you? Yes, I am. We heard you, so if you're willing to say that much, then you're prepared, right? Yes, I made my commitment towards Aerogay, my willingness to sacrifice myself for it long ago. Well, she's not wrong there. I see. Splendid. Then go on and jerk off for us here. Huh? What? What was that? I think I just heard some unpredicted words. You're a man, right? You get off to Aerogay, right? You get off with your cock, right? Then pull it out and have a go for us. That's a little... No matter how much you, But no one here knows much about cocks, you know. So the person with the cock has to be the one to teach them. Hee hee hee. Reina-san's eyes glanced at Iori-san. Just as I thought I saw Iori-san give a small nod, she silently crept around behind me. Hey, please, hold on. Iori-san remained expressionless as she grabbed me in a headlock and quickly tied me to a chair against my protests. Come on, you said your cock would sacrifice itself for Aerogay, so be sure you show everyone. With a grin, Reina-san's hands grabbed my pants.
Just, Reina-chan, don't.
Hey, Reina-chan, you can't, that's... They were both paying attention to my crotch with keen interest. If it wasn't in this situation, I'd love to have women staring at my crotch, but... Uh-oh, here we go. Oh, now I wonder how big it is for us. Unveil! Unleash the Kraken, sir! Oh, ah! Oh, Lord, here we go. Finally, my pants were dropped and my genitals exposed before everyone. And I'd gotten excited from the situation and had a splendid boner. Oh, guys look like this? What is this? Isn't it big? No, scary. No, what is that? What is that? Reina-san, please hurry up and put that away. I beg you, it's filthy, it's disgusting. They were being cruel, but I was a victim here too. Yori-san was still expressionless. Oh, why is it so big? Our president was covering her face with both hands and taking a good look through her fingers. Oh Lord, look at that mouth. Oh, she's got that tongue. Oh, you've got something to talk about. Good thickness, good length, and the springiness of your tip. You've got a pretty nice set of equipment. Well, you lose points for the foreskin and smell, though. Oh! Reina-san said, reaching her hand for my crotch. Ah, don't! Come on, be still, be still. Grip! She finally touched it with her finger and wrapped it in their grip. Aha, wow! The moment I touched it, it throbbed. It's going wild in the palm of my hand. And what a woman to do it, right? Reina, I think she's the most attractive out of all the ladies here. And, I mean, of course you'd say that, Grim. She's the older one. Well, I can't help what I like. Hey everyone, look closely. I think touching it may have made it bigger. This is what it means for a cock to get excited. A gaudy pretty woman was gripping my cock and showing it off to several other girls. If this was an eroge, I'd be pretty turned on by this scene, but this was no time for that. Now, this still isn't the end yet. This skin's in the way, so we need to peel it off properly. No, please don't. Ever since I joined this company, I've had a lot on my mind, and I've been serious about my work. So for the past week, I haven't been able to play eroge or FAP at all. So if you go any further, it's dangerous. Oh, why not? You have to show us what it looks like under here, right? Most guys in eroge don't have any skin, right? Reina-san slid her finger beneath my foreskin. Her fingertip was touching my glands directly. Uh-oh! Your glands is pretty cute, too. Her fingertip moved, tracing a slow circle around my glands beneath the skin before pulling it out. Then, as she stared at the thread of pre-cum dangling between her finger and my cock, she licked her lips for me to see and flaunted her boobs, pressing them against me. Uh-oh! I'm about to come! Oh my, your tip's already so wet! Looks like it wants to show us the gleaming thing inside! This is weird music for an H scene. It makes me think of Charlie Chaplin, you know? If you haven't heard of him, go look him up on YouTube. He's a classic silent comedian. I'll peel the skin nicely for you. You don't often have to get five girls this cute. Excuse me, you don't... That's true! You don't often get to have five girls this cute looking at your hard-peeled cock, you know. Chisara-san and the president aside. Even Momoka-chan, who was displaying obvious disgust, and Iori-san, who didn't seem interested, gulped and focused on my cock. Oh, she's interested, all right. Now watch closely! There! Oh no, I finally did it. When the sexy woman peeled back my foreskin, I came at almost the exact same time. No! What is this? Alright, please stop it, please take it away! This is... She's curious. My cum soared with more force and quantity than I've ever come before. Three of them were screaming and Iori-san was quietly looking on in surprise. It's not like I wanted to shoot my cum all over you, I couldn't help it. Good lord! I took a bath in it! Ah, so much, the smell and its thickness. Lick, so thick! Rena-san licked the cum off her finger with her tongue. Sexy, not the time for thinking that! If you're producing this wonderful stuff on your first time, then you can come more and more, right? Wanna let it all out? No, I'm... If we were planning one-on-one in private, I'd love to have this sexy woman drain me dry. But my heart's not gonna last in this situation. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm going now. I noticed the rope was loose and bolted out of there. I tried to escape right out of the meeting room, but... Ah! My pants and underwear caught my legs and I tripped after only a few steps. When I rolled over to face them from the floor, I saw two demons standing there. Why are you running after doing such a humiliating thing to maidens? Is your brain made of eroge? Men are great! No. It's sticky and wet! Yeah! Well, this was unexpected. This is why men are males! You might still be cute if you were an animal. Kisara-chan, please keep your hands off. This mail is mine. I'll get him with my own hands. Momoka-chan or Momoka-san cracked her knuckles. Maybe the one who hit me that day was... Sure, I'll leave him to you. Giving him enough for all five of us might wear you out, Momo, but get him. Momoka-chan climbed on my chest, crushing me hard beneath her. We can talk this through! Don't make me repeat myself! I was mounted with no way to escape. She may have had a good reason in her eyes, but I once again became a punching bag for a pair of unreasonable fists. Oh, I know this roof. When I opened my eyes, a familiar roof was spread above me. This is my room. Had I come back to my room without being aware of it? Wait, I made it back safe? Ow, my head hurts. Not just my head. Everywhere hurts. When I looked at the clock, it was past noon. I didn't think I'd been asleep for days, so today was Saturday? I don't even know what this pain is from anymore. Is it a hangover? A pain from her punches? Ugh. I thought back on last night, but my memory cuts out after Momoka-chan climbed on top of me. To be precise, I could remember her fists coming at me, but nothing beyond that. Well, since I'm here at home, that means I'm still alive at least. I took in a lot of water, but hadn't gone to the bathroom since last night, so my bladder was full. I went to the bathroom and pulled it out. Wow, what's this? There were tons of black marks all over the surface of it, and as I wondered what they were, I saw it was writing. We carried you home, so forgive us. Reina. Oh, that's right. My memory of last night was coming back to me. I exposed myself in front of everyone and went on to shoot my cum everywhere. And even though I was under the influence, I said a lot of rude things. I quickly returned to my room and hid beneath my futon. This is bad for me. I talked big about my personal opinion, shot my cum everywhere, and now my character is ruined. The bit about the cum wasn't my fault, but it was still a problem that I came just from having my foreskin peeled back. How am I supposed to face them all on Monday? It's not like I meant to blame everyone. I just wanted them to all understand the fun of Eroge. I wanted them to know so we could all enjoy making it. I'm sure they're all serious about their work, too. Each one of them is properly doing their work, her work. As proof, their individual skills were good on their own. Kisara-san's illustrations may not have been sexy, but they were definitely cute and well done. Momoka-chan's scenario may have lacked reality and sex, but her writing style itself was good, and she depicted the cuteness of each girl well. Even Iori-san's coloring, it may have been artificial and not matched the characters, but her coloring skill was very high. Our president, thanks to her appearance, there's still a lot I don't know about her, but since she's trying to keep the company alive and make a second title when they aren't earning any money, she must have a passion for Eroge. Everyone should be capable, and their first title didn't end up that way because anyone was slacking off. We have all the weapons we need. The problem is using them. I can't draw, I can't write, and I can't color. The only thing I can do is try to convey the experience I've learned from playing all these Eroge. Instead of just bragging about how many I've played, tell them what needs to be done and what kinds of things are popular. I need to convey that to them. All right. I leapt out of my futon. My body still hurt, but this wasn't the time to be worrying about that. This is something only I can do for this company, and I'm sure it'll help everyone. All right, let's do this! Come Monday, I was a little late for work. Well, we'll find out what happens on Monday when we continue with more Eroge. I do like this game, so I'll continue doing it. You know, light week, I'm just going to pick whatever is a lighthearted visual novel. And this is kind of lighthearted, right? I mean, it's still Clockwork, so it's got some kinky stuff in it. But, I say Clock Up. And I say Clockwork? I don't know. Clock Up is what I meant to say. Sorry, it's a little late. But yeah, it's Clock Up, so it's going to be a little kinky. You know, they do get pretty hard fucking core, but this is one of their lighter-hearted games, and even those can get a little, you know, out there. The girls at Clock Up, they don't have boundaries, and that can be a good thing for some of us that like the more extreme kind of thing, but some people, they're like, whoa, That's too much for me, and I completely understand. Not every game is for everybody. So, at any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and we'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner with more Arrogate and other great hentai games. I'm out. See you next time.